Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What's going on? Welcome into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you once again for episode 155 of our show, as we have so much to talk about to get this show going. We've got women's soccer to discuss with head coach Dylan Grunzel. They ended their season last week, winning their final home match 3-0 over Missouri Southern. And we talked with Coach Grunzel after that win, but now their season has been fully completed, and we got a chance to sit down with him over the phone and have a much more in-depth conversation about the season and progress and just how this team continues to get better and what the vision is as well for moving forward for Jet Women's Soccer. So we'll look forward to that discussion with Coach Grunzel. We'll also talk some volleyball with head coach Mike McNeil and sophomore outside Hannah Timmits, as the Jets had a monumental victory on Saturday, winning 3-1 on the road at Arkansas Fort Smith, and it broke a 3-year losing streak inside of the MIAA. It had been since October 21st of 2022 since the Jets' last conference win. Well, that streak is no more, and we'll talk about not just that win, but again the vision and the path forward for Jets volleyball, especially as they head into this weekend and their final games or matches, that is, of the season, starting tonight with Central Missouri coming to town and then Missouri Southern on Saturday afternoon. But before we get into our interviews, some news and notes to look into as well, and we'll start with the women's soccer team and the MIAA releasing their 2025 postseason awards, and two Jets represented on that list, as Delphine Sosu earned all MIAA third team after a stellar season where she scored 7 goals to lead the Newman offense. And with those 7 goals, she climbed into the top 5 all time in goals scored in one season. So a very impressive season for Delphine, earns her third team all MIAA. And then Lexi Bauer earned all MIAA honorable mention as well, as Lexi played over 1,300 minutes this season to lead the Jets defense, totaling the second highest minutes played on the team, following just behind Newman goalie Carla Apodaca. And on top of that, she added an assist on the year with a goal that came in that home finale against Missouri Southern in on a penalty kick for Lexi Bauer. But she earns, again, all MIAA honorable mention on the women's soccer side of things. And for men's soccer, they had 9 athletes earn all GAC honors, with 10 earning a spot on the academic honor roll, including Cameron Schroeder, who earned elite scholar status. But let's take a quick look down this long list of Newman Men's Soccer Conference accolades, starting with the first teamers, as Gabriel Diaz-Giuliani and Yosuke Ono both earned first-team nods. Diaz-Giuliani earned GAC Player of the Week honors twice during this season, and was also named a top drawer soccer Division II player of the week as well. He scored 7 goals on the season, ranking top 4 in the Great American Conference. Then Yosuke Ono earned GAC Player of the Week honors as well after a standout performance where he scored 2 goals with 2 assists and 6 shots in that week of competition, and played over 1,400 minutes on his season as well. Then on the second team, Gustavo Diaz Giuliani and Gregory Henry both earned that nod. Gustavo added 6 assists on the season and took his total as a Jet to 16 in just 2 seasons played. And the 6 assists earned this year for Gustavo were his 6 points on the season, where he tallied just over 1,150 minutes of play on the season. Then Gregory Henry played just over 1,550 minutes on the season, which was the second most on the team for Newman. He also tallied 5 goals on the season with 2 assists and a total of 12 points. Then for the honorable mention, all GAC honorees, Kai Nagakura, Daike Okada, Eduardo Dos Santos, Gibran Villalobos, and Francisco Pinochet all earn honorable mention nods, who, again, every single one of them played their absolute tails off for the Jets and helped them reach the GAC postseason once again. The, again, elite scholar student athlete Cameron Schroeder earned that nod. He was just one of 2 student athletes in the conference to earn that prestigious award. And then the others on the academic honor roll included Fabian Alvarez, Gabriel Diaz Giuliani, Gustavo Diaz Giuliani, Jonathan Garcia, Eduardo Dos Santos, Gael Gonzalez, Samuel Lopez, Brandon Garcia, Sergio Morales Diaz, and Carlo Silva. So shout out to Coach Dominguez and his group for putting on not just outstanding performances on the field with 9 honorees, but 10 academic all-conference honorees as well. While we're talking men's soccer, we have to talk about the events of last night for the men's soccer team. And I know this one's going to sting for a while, but another great season for Coach Dominguez comes to an end last night out in Hayes in the MIAA GAC Conference Tournament semifinals. The Jets were the 3 seed, taking on the number 2 seed in Rogers State. And this one was a back-and-forth affair really the entire way, because Rogers State scored first about 20 minutes into the match, but Newman would go into half down 1-0 and respond resoundingly. About 10 minutes into the second half, Daichi Saito would score off an assist from Gustavo Diaz Giuliani to tie the match at 1-1. Then about 10 minutes later, Rogers State would score to go up 2-1 in the 65th minute. And then just 7 minutes later, Cameron Schroeder would score unassisted for the Jets on a beautiful shot. I wish I could fully articulate the beauty of this shot over our podcast, but you can go to the Newman Jets social media pages and see the video of Cameron Schroeder's goal to equalize in that 72nd minute. But the Jets would then take it to overtime. Neither team would score in either the first or the second overtime period. So after 20 minutes and a scoreless draw of extra time, they went to penalty kicks. And unfortunately for Newman, that was where their night would come to a close. The Jets went scoreless in the penalty kick period, while Rogers State would strike twice and earn the victory to move on to the MIAA GAC Conference Championship match in Hayes to take on conference regular season champion Fort Hays State on Saturday afternoon. But for Newman, back-to-back seasons with tough, tight losses in the semifinal round, and a really tough way for that one to end, obviously, in penalty kicks. And, you know, being right in that one, but still another outstanding season for the Jet men's soccer program that continues to take leaps and bounds forward, and such a thrilling season, and it was tough to see that come to an end last night, but wanted to lift my congratulations up to the Jet men's soccer program. But let's go ahead and get to our first break on the show. When we come back, of course, we'll talk women's soccer with Dylan Gruntzel, and then we will talk about the volleyball program with head coach Mike McNeil and sophomore Hannah Timmons. That's all coming up in just a moment after a word from these sponsors. You're listening to episode 155 of the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider joined now over the phone by head women's soccer coach Dylan Gruntzel. Coach, thanks for joining us today. Congratulations, first of all, on another solid season and a big year of growth for your program. I'm excited to talk about it with you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's start first things first. You know, two wins on the schedule this year, two draws. It was, you know, it's steps forward. I know you and the team had maybe some bigger goals in front of you this season, but you made big steps in getting to where you ultimately want to get as a program. Take me through just your overall thoughts on how this season went.
Yeah, I think from a win-loss standpoint, I think you can always look at it and say, yeah, we wanted more. And there were a lot of heartbreakers along the way, whether that's good or bad. I think it depends on the person. But I think that was something that I was very proud of, is like, yeah, we didn't have it from a record standpoint, but we were so close in so many games. Whereas in, you know, previous years, the games were a lot wider of a score margin. So it was nice to see that change. And, you know, we changed a lot of things. We moved some players around. We had a really young back line this year. And I thought they really stepped up to the plate and trying to help us grow. I'm like just looking at, you know, some of the results that have happened in the MIAA, and, you know, Pitt State wins the conference and we're tied 1-1 at halftime. We're up 1-0 at one point. We end up losing 3-1. You know, Washburn finishes second, and I think we were 0-0 with, you know, about 20 minutes left. They end up scoring. We put one off the post in the last minute to tie it. And so those are just, you know, there's more examples of that throughout the year. So I was really happy with, you know, those steps forward. And now I think as the returning players, we got to keep growing and keep developing and replace some of the seniors that did some great things. Obviously, you know, Delphine scored a lot of goals for us this year. But our other seniors such as Morgan and Lonnie and Kaylin Trong, like they were good inspirational pieces that you're going to have to continue to replace those players to help us continue to grow with our culture and ultimately on the field as well.
Well, looking at this team, you mentioned Delphine being a big piece offensively, but you started to see a big uptick this year in the goal production, and Emma Colby was a big reason for that. And you saw some other players kind of pour in one here or there with Lexi Bauer or Trinity Perry and some other players. But tell me just a little bit about how the offense developed this year, because I know that was a big focus for you and the team coming into this season.
Yeah, I think the ideas that we had in place started to kind of come together. But also I think we tweaked some things along the way just to play a little bit more direct in places and find ways to counter and be a little bit cleaner on set pieces. And you could really start to see those things pay dividends for us. And that's what I really enjoyed is that, you know, I think a year ago, we knew we had to change some things. Didn't have a great year, and we had to fix some things and change some things. And so we did that, and the players really bought into that. But then mid-season, we knew we had to tweak it. And I thought that the girls did a good job of adjusting to that. And we moved some players around again, and, you know, you were able to see us create more, whereas, I mean, last year against some of the top teams in the conference, we were struggling to create opportunities. Whereas this year, you know, we're creating a lot more opportunities, and whether it went in or not, like, you're now creating that piece. Like I said, Emma did a great job of coming in as a junior college transfer and filling a role in the midfield, just to give us a little bit more creativity. She was awesome on set pieces. So I think that little adjustment helped, and just players just naturally growing in the program, whether they, you know, were playing every minute of every game, or coming off the bench a little bit, or just contributing in training. I thought just the overall level stepped up to help us do that and push each other in the training piece to create more offense for us.
I did want to ask, Coach, as well, you know, we talked about the progress of your team specifically, but it's such a deep conference that you compete in. And, I mean, you can look just as recently as this past weekend in the conference tournament. I think it was three of the four underdogs in the conference tournament pulled off wins against higher-seeded teams in the MIAA. How proud are you of the growth of this team of yours, considering how solid the teams you face every match are?
Extremely proud. Yeah, I mean, yesterday was a prime example of how good our conference is. I think the 8 beat the 1, the 7 beat the 2, the 6 beat the 3, and the 4 beat the 5 in penalty kicks. So it just shows you, you know, how tough the conference is and how much you have to come compete in every single game. And I think that can be difficult because it's hard to experience that, you know, as a club player or a high school player, if there's always going to be, you know, there seems like there's always a team on there that you're like, all right, well, we'll probably win this one, you know, pretty badly, or we may lose this one pretty badly, but just because that's just, you know, unfortunately how it goes sometimes in your younger ages. But when you get to this conference, like, there's no easy out. There's no team that's going to just let you have it. So I think just that battle every single week can be really hard on players, especially when they're also trying to be good students as well and, you know, make sure they're balanced for their personal self as well. So I think that they – just that battle in itself, I think it can be rewarding for the players is, you know, I'm able to do this as a player. I'm able to do this as a person and get through this. I think I was really proud of their efforts there. And, you know, if they had, you know, things that they were going through and issues, like they found ways out and found ways to support each other if someone was dealing with things. So I was very proud of just that overall effort, not only as a soccer player, but as a human being.
Well, I know I'm glad you kind of mentioned that as a human being as well, because it's only human nature, right, to occasionally get down on yourself when results aren't going your way. And, you know, I just was so impressed with the team's mental fortitude all season long. And I think maybe the finish to the season was just as impressive to me considering all of that, because you get a big 3-0 win over Missouri Southern and you challenge Central Oklahoma, who's a really good team, to the bitter end as well. I mean, just after a long season like that where maybe results aren't going your team's way, they never seemed to lay down. They kept finding ways to fight and give just great effort at all times.
Yeah, I think after we lost to NSU, right, and NSU was probably our game we won back in terms of result, like they got 4 on us in the first half, and it was tough. But even then, we responded so well in the second half. You know, they ended up beating us 5-0. We outshoot them in the second half, had plenty of opportunities, right, just the ball didn't go in the net. And then knowing your season is over in the sense of not being able to make it to playoffs, go out and have such a great performance against Missouri Southern. Not only from, you know, obviously 3 goals and a shutout is always great, but I think their you know, ability to work with each other, the players off the field that were on the bench were very supportive. They were so into the game as if they were playing the game. And I think that's so cool when you have nothing to play for except, you know what, we're going to go out and do this for our teammates, for our program, and for our school. I love that piece. And even going into UCO, a team that had clinched a playoff berth, you know, we were just playing for the last game. and to go toe-to-toe with them, create some opportunities. I think we were 0-0 in the 78th minute, and we finally broke, and they got in on us, scored. But, again, just that effort, that resiliency to deal with a team that, you know, like they might win the MIAA conference tournament. You know, they were one of the teams that upset the 3 seed. So I think that to continue to do those things, I think they're teaching themselves things. And, you know, we hope to carry that forward and see if we can turn some of these close losses into draws or victories next year.
Again, we're visiting with head women's soccer coach Dylan Grunzel to wrap up the 2025 season for the Jets. Coach, I was kind of laughing with you before we started recording today. You know, what have you been up to now that the year's kind of wrapped up? Do you get a chance to just breathe for a little bit? Does the team get to just breathe and relax and maybe heal before you get back to some of the off-season work?
Yeah, I think for the players, they get time to just relax. NCAA has a rule where they get 2 weeks off and you don't do any soccer or weightlifting or, you know, full on team meetings, which I think is a great rule. I think they enjoy that. They, like I said, they get a chance to focus on their academics, take a breath, take some time away from the sport, and get a chance to just kind of find their balance. If it went away in some point, for the coaches, yeah, we got about a day or two, and then, you know, this is basically once the season ends, it's recruiting season for soccer. A lot of your big events are November, December, January, February. So, you know, we're getting ready to start that process. I think myself and our graduate assistant fly to Phoenix on Thursday to start the recruiting process. And then I think the next weekend, you know, I'm gone. Fred's gone. Following weekend, we're gone again. The following weekend, we're gone again. So, yeah, we got a little bit of a break, but, you know, we're back to it and, you know, working through the recruiting process now with players, and we'll have individual meetings with current players and, you know, plan, you know, what's going to be next for them and their growth and their development as a player. So that's kind of where we're at this point. But, yeah, we got a day or two off. That was nice.
I'm sure the family got to appreciate that day or so. Of getting you full time there before the craziness of recruiting, but you mentioned your staff and the efforts that they will help put in on the recruiting trail as well. But I wanted to ask you about how that was relationship wise in match and in developing this team. I mean, we talked earlier in the year about Fred and his impact already, but tell me just a little bit about your staff and their impact on this team this season.
Yeah, I think Fred brought another head coaching viewpoint, just with him having experience as a high school head coach. You know, he understood that, but also he was a collegiate assistant, you know, at one point, and just that experience and that level, to bring that into the team was definitely helped us push forward, and will help us continue to grow. I think with Tate, you know, Tate helped us out as well as a volunteer, and she was a graduate assistant for another part of campus, but she came in and helped us with some training, and, you know, she was part of Newman. She was a GA for us last year, so I think she did a great job and has a great relationship and rapport with the players. Natalia came in about halfway through just on getting into the States. So once she got here, like I said, she was a great player for us last year, as a transfer, from Texas Southern. But then this year as a staff, like, she just gives a different viewpoint. She's just so calm with everything. You're not going to get a lot of words out of her, but when she says something, it's pretty valuable. And then the other ones, like I thought Trainer Dave did a great job with them and the strength piece and keeping them engaged. And then Mitch and just dealing with, you know, any injuries, anything that happened, you know, he did a great job as well. So I was really just impressed overall with the staff and what they were able to help us through and help us accomplish some good things this year, and will continue to help us grow going forward.
Man, no shout out for Milo. That's tough.
And of course, Milo at Saturday practices. He definitely brought the positivity to the group. So, yeah, I mean, I had to schedule a bath for him probably after every Saturday practice, but definitely worth it. I think the girls enjoyed it. I know some of our players that couldn't train on those days got to deal with him and whatever he was going to bring to the table. But yeah, Milo did a great job as well. He always does. He's probably taking a nap.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm certainly excited for the future of the program, Coach, but I guess I'll just leave you with that question. What are the goals from here on out? What are the next steps to achieve those goals as well for your program?
I think, the first thing is, helping develop our current players. I think that's the number one thing is, I don't know if women's soccer, or especially our program, we're not a program that's going to, we're going to go into the portal and find a bunch of players. Like, that just doesn't, I don't think that's a way that we want to do things. I think it's like, how can we take our current players and develop them and grow them, and help us take the next step forward. But also within the recruiting process is finding players that are going to bring our level up, that are going to, are going to challenge our current players to continue to grow. They're going to come in and bring us something maybe different, maybe something that we're missing. I think that's the next step. I think our culture has been really good. I've been really, really proud of that and being involved off the field. Like, from a community service standpoint, we're very, very involved. And so I've really enjoyed that piece. I think we just need to continue to develop our current players and then bring in players that are going to help move the needle forward and help us get over that final hump. Cause I think we're so close now. It's like, okay, what's this final thing that's going to help us get over the hump?
Awesome. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Thanks for putting up with me after matches and giving me the time to shove a microphone in your face. I always appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to.
That's Dylan Grunsell, head coach of your Newman Jets women's soccer program. We'll take a quick break here on the JetCast and be back with more right after this.
Hey, boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Welcome back to the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now with head volleyball coach Mike McNeil. Coach, welcome back onto the show. It's been a couple of weeks since I last got to speak with you, but perfect timing now, coming off of a massive road win at Arkansas Fort Smith and then getting ready for your final home matches of the year as well. Just kind of a take us through what's gone on over the last few weeks. A lot of progress, a lot of hard work, and obviously a big time result.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having us. And we're putting things together well. We're seeing a lot of the things we've been doing in practices start showing up in games, and we're seeing some of the hard work that's coming out in matches is something we've seen for a while in practice. And so it's encouraging to see the work that we're putting in is now being sustained, and we're staying stubborn in it during a match, and it's working for the most part.
Well, I know it's been, a tough year in terms of results. Sometimes when you're playing a conference as tough as this, you face top-end teams almost every single match, but this team of yours continues to work hard and progress and not give up because, you get to the end of the year like this, they may not always have the strength or toughness to keep working, but obviously you get, again, that big result in Arkansas, and there's no quit in this bunch.
Yeah, absolutely. We are a process-oriented team, and results will come when we keep doing the right things internally and with the leadership that we have within the group that just continues to show the resilience and the stubbornness that it takes to be a winner. Yeah, for sure.
Now, looking at this team, what would you say is the biggest area of growth? What facet of the game has improved the most to allow this team to progress?
Yeah, so one of the phrases we have internally here is we're an athlete in our mind first, and knowing that when we think different, when we act different, when we think about ourselves different and think through the strategies and the way we play, good things end up coming our way. We have been working through next play mentality, you know, all kind of the buzzwords there of knowing how to move on to the next ball and move on to the next play. Not finding our value in the intermediate in the results that we have going on. So I think most of the growth that we've seen right now is working through just the mindset of what we bring to the court and the willingness and the resilience to continue to move forward. Now that shows itself in a lot of ways, you know, serving tough from the end line despite missing maybe the previous serve, continually swinging for kills at the net, continually making moves from the service line or defense, continually reading and seeing the game well. So it kind of reaches out to all of the skills individually, but yeah, the mindset that we're bringing on a daily basis is one that's an aggressive, relentlessly pursuit of excellence mindset, which is great to see.
Absolutely, and you know, with a group that's by and large as young as this one is, that's got to be encouraging for you to see, just to instill those kind of values of toughness and resiliency early on, because you know that in your experience as a coach, if you work hard for a long period of time, you'll see those dividends. So to see such youngsters on the court working that hard has to get you excited about, you know, not just the matches to come this weekend, but the future that lies ahead as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This spring is going to be fun working with these athletes. This last week, just after the win, there tends to be that hangover effect of what team shows up after a historic win of, you know, a long time we haven't won in the conference. We had those conversations early, and the team that's shown up is still playing loose and is still having fun and still working hard, and continually working to be their best, even to the last practice, which has been great.
Now we look ahead again this weekend to the last couple of matches on the year, and again, two really good challenges that you'll see Central Missouri and then Missouri Southern to wrap things up. But if you could just kind of give us the lowdown on the challenges that you'll face this weekend.
Yeah, both the opponents here this weekend are playing some good ball. Central Missouri kind of in the middle of the pack. I think they're right now seventh in the conference. They're competing with some of the big teams in the conference. I think they went to four recently with Missouri Western, and just kind of hanging with the big teams. The resilience that it's going to take to take them out is just isolating their hitters, working through on their side, shutting down their main shots, and then kind of working through on our side of just, you know, finding the way to put the ball down. Missouri Southern's a tough one. They seem to be a hot and cold team. They're either playing really well and they are unstoppable, or they like to make errors on their own, and we never want to get in the way of an opponent that wants to make errors. But they hit the ball hard. They have several great hitters over there that can put the ball down. But we're looking forward to it. I think these are two matches that are very winnable that we're going to be in. Hopefully we get some get a good crowd out here at the Fugate gym this weekend with our students, and make it a fun environment to play.
Absolutely. Well, one more question I have for you. We're going to talk to one of your athletes in just a moment, and Hannah Timmons. If you could just kind of take us through her progress this season. She stepped up for you in a lot of ways, but I know you've seen it more than anyone. So in your words, tell us about Hannah Timmons.
Yeah, she's been awesome for us. She's one of our captains this year, and nominated herself. We kind of a weird captain process here that I brought in. She nominated herself for captain, and we like what she brought. We like who she is. We like the character of what she shows on the court and off the court. The ability to call out teammates when they're doing something that maybe we don't want to be doing, or the ability just to come alongside and just pump people up around them and just be the energy giver for our team. That's all things that are not volleyball related, which is just the culture setting player for sure. We talked through the growth and the resilience of a season. There's been a great growth for sure. I tell Hannah this often, is I think she's been one of the most the players that has grown the most over the year, from transitioning from positions to from right side to outside to being a primary passer at the college level is tough. Especially when you haven't done it for a couple of years, and so just for her to come out and just continue to be one of our kill leaders, one of our players that is tough to shut down, that is deceptive at the net, blocking, you know, does a really great job of reading, and one of those players that we want to keep on our court for sure.
Awesome. Well, Coach, always appreciate the time and look forward to seeing your team in action again just a couple more times this year, but appreciate you putting up with me all season. It's been a blast.
No, you've been great. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
That's Mike McNeil. We'll take a break. Be back with more right after this.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mel Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mel Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Hannah Timmons, sophomore student athlete on your Jet volleyball team. Hannah, first of all, I want to start with the emotions side of things. I mean, it was a struggle in conference play your freshman year, and then coming back in sophomore year, you finally get over the hump of getting that MIAA victory. I know that meant a lot to you and to your teammates. Take me through what that victory meant for you personally.
I mean, it was short of, like, it was everything for us. I've been saying since I came here, all we needed was one win to get that ball rolling, to get us, like you said, over that hump. And that's exactly what this win is going to mean for us. It meant that coming into this practice this week, like, looking at these next opponents, like, I want more. We want more. It's honestly unfortunate that the win came a little later in the season, because I'd like to play some opponents again with this newfound energy and resilience and everything like that, because we've always looked for this result. Everything's been working towards this, and it finally started clicking and making sense.
We heard from Coach McNeil a little bit ago, and he talked about your leadership qualities and being a captain on this team. What was that like for you to try and push the group around you to, you know, stay tough and keep working hard, because you could tell that that result was coming, but you couldn't stop short, right? You had to keep pushing this group forward.
Honestly, it was pushing myself as well as bringing them with me. I never doubted any one of them, never doubted myself, and I kept that attitude every single practice, whether we were coming off a good game, bad day, bad practice. It was always, no, we have this. I don't care what that last play looked like. I don't care what this looked like. It's this next step forward. We're keep looking forward. And just making sure that everyone was on that mindset with me, and just always staying positive, but nipping the negative things in the butt as fast as I could. Yeah.
Yeah, you could say butt. Totally fine. Don't you worry. Now, you know, for you to be a sophomore, you know, coming in as a freshman into college volleyball is one big challenge in itself, but then to grow from freshman to sophomore and to throw a position change on top of that, what was that like for you, just the whole learning process of getting to where you are as an athlete?
I mean, it was a challenge, but that's why I wanted to play college volleyball. I wanted the challenge. I wanted to grow. I come into every practice every day, on and off the court, wanting to grow, wanting to be like a bigger version of myself, better version of myself. And being able to see my own growth from freshman year, like my first ever kill to my most recent kill, has just been so drastic, and I absolutely love that.
Well, for you personally, let's tell our listeners about you off the court. What do you study? What are your goals for the future?
So I'm biochemistry with a pre-med concentration. My plan is to go to medical school. I'm thinking of most likely going into pediatrics. It's probably specializing in more specifically like cardiology.
That's amazing. That's, first of all, I'm just the guy with the microphone. I could never do mentally some of the things that you just talked about there that are, honestly, it's a very mentally challenging field, right? Mm-hmm. So do you feel like volleyball has helped to prepare you for the challenges that you'll face academically and professionally with your goals in the future?
Yeah, I honestly think that they go hand in hand. I mean, I stay competitive on and off the court, and that's what drives me. Again, like I said, it's that drive for that better self, better for everyone around me and everything like that. So I think they honestly fall into one another. And if I have a bad day at class, then I get to come here and take all my anger out and vice versa.
Well, that's you got to have a release, right? Oh, yeah. Place to get that out. And I think you've taken some frustrations out on a volleyball a time or two while I'm watching, which is a blast to watch. But I wanted to ask you as well about coming to Newman, coming to Wichita. You're from Michigan originally. So that's quite the distance from home, right? Yeah. Take me through what went in the decision to come here to Newman.
So I had heard from a few friends who played in college volleyball how tough the MIAA was. So that was obviously a factor when I heard that Newman was in the MIAA. I wanted that competition, something big, something fierce. And I wanted, hearing our record and everything, to be a part of something bigger than yourself is truly a privilege. And to be a part, a big role in that, being the person who got to say, it's my year that we finally took our first win in 3 years. To be a part of that team is just, it's huge. And that's what I wanted. And on top of it, this school is super great academically. So just being able to challenge myself on and off and just, again, that bigger, better self. I go back to that, yeah.
Well, it's so cool to finally get to hear straight from you about, what makes you and what you strive for as a, not just an athlete, but as a student, and you've got some big goals ahead. Is there any one person in your life that's kind of helped to shape those values in you?
Honestly, I find, in every person, in a different person every day, I find something to value or something to strive for, whether it's the teammate next to me today, or whether it's a conversation that I have with my mom, or what I see my dad doing, or maybe it's my sister. I honestly always, I find that in everyone. I find that drive, and just I find in everyone as a reason to keep going and shape me who I am, and anyone that I'm close with wouldn't let me fall. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Well, you mentioned the sisters. Do you have one sibling then?
I have four. I'm the youngest of five.
So that's a lot of a family dynamic there. And if you're the youngest, probably had to take a little bit of a beating too every once in a while. Probably lit a little competitive fire in you when you were growing up too.
That's where I came from.
take me through what that was like to grow up as the youngest of what did you say, five?
Yes, I was four older. Goodness. Yeah. So all of us were athletes. Only one other ended up going to college to continue. She also played volleyball, but we were all super competitive. I never got anything I ever wanted without working for it. Never won, never got the toy first, never got to the food first. It was always a battle, always a fight. But honestly, it made me super competitive. It taught me the value of hard work real quick. That was the dynamic that we grew up with. And then, like I said, my sister playing in college, she is a few years older than me, so she always challenged me. She's the reason I got into it. She wouldn't pepper with me unless she could drive the ball as hard as she could at me and I would pass it. If I refused and didn't pass it, she'd be like, okay, then we're not playing. So that's how I got better at defense.
Probably got a couple of bruises.
Oh, yeah.
Broke
a few lamps in the house.
Yeah, I've definitely done that growing up. I was usually the one to blame. So, it is what it is. But, Hannah, as we look forward to the last couple matches of the season, I know you're motivated to keep this thing growing and to push your teammates to not just be satisfied with that one win last week. You've got big visions ahead. What's it going to take this weekend and beyond to keep growing this program the way you want to?
That resilience, that fight, just the hunger for wanting more. After that win, I said, I'm excited for this weekend, but I'm like, oh, I wish it was the beginning of the season. I want to play UCO again. I want to play Kearney again. I want to go back at these teams. And looking at it going into the spring, it's now a time that now we're not seeing as much competition, so now we really get to grow, and then we're going to be completely different threat turning around. And even this weekend, we're a completely different threat now that we've got this win under our belt, completely new confidence. I'm excited for it. I'm ready to go.
I can tell you're getting me ready to go. I still got to wait a day for that first match. And I'm ready to serve it up right now with this motivation you're tossing my way. But Hannah, I'll leave you with one last question here. And it's about, again, the future, because we talk about this being kind of the end of the season, but it is far from the end of the journey for you and for the teammates. What does it look like in terms of growing beyond? Take me through what the next steps are for this team and, hard work wise, I know you're going to be in the film room and in the weight room, but from your perspective, what comes next?
So obviously after this weekend, we'll be going into the spring. So it'll be just keeping that competitive aspect. Even while we're not playing competition teams, we're going to bring in new girls. So just keeping that team dynamic, keeping all of us upbeat and just knowing what's coming and keeping our focus straight, knowing what we want and deciding that we are a new team. We're coming out this next season with a winning record. We're taking names, going for it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I can't wait to check in on that progress with you in the future, but best of luck this weekend. I'll be pulling for you as always, but thanks so much for the time today.
Thank you.
That's Hannah Timmits. We'll take a break here on the JetCast and be back with a little bit more wrapping it up right after this.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Final segment here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you on episode 155 of our show here on the Jets Audio Network. I want to talk about the upcoming events now as we close out this episode today. And I wanted to mention that, of course, our winter sports are taking off this weekend, and the men's wrestling team actually got started on Wednesday night with a home duel against Friends, falling 27-17 in their first true event in duel format. But they'll get to action moving forward here as well, as their season has just taken off. I didn't want to leave them out, as again, that was on Wednesday night in Fugate Gymnasium. And that brings us up to a busy, busy weekend in Jets athletics. Women's bowling will be on the road in Illinois competing at the Bearcat Classic hosted by McKendree University. That'll be all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So 3 days of action for Billy Murphy and the Jet ladies on the bowling lanes up in Illinois. Then on Friday night as well, our basketball seasons get underway. The Jet men will head out to Joplin, Missouri to compete in the MIAA GAC crossover on the men's side, as that'll be hosted by Missouri Southern of the MIAA, of course. And the Jets will take on Friday night at 5 o'clock the Southwestern Oklahoma State Bulldogs. And then on Saturday afternoon, the Jets at 2:30 will take on the Arkansas Tech Wonder Boys out in Joplin as well. And those games will be broadcast on the MIAA network. Then the women's basketball team for the Jets, they'll be down in Fort Smith, Arkansas, competing as well in the MIAA GAC crossover. Friday night, 7:30, they'll take on Southern Arkansas down at the University of Arkansas, Fort Smith. And then on Saturday afternoon, they will play at 4 o'clock by matching up with the University of Arkansas at Monticello, the Cotton Blossoms in action on that one. So two men's basketball games, two women's basketball games, both on the road Friday and Saturday. But then Friday and Saturday as well, we get volleyball action. As we heard talking about a little bit ago with Hannah Timmits and Mike McNeil, the Jets tonight at 6 o'clock, they will host the Central Missouri Jennies. And of course, I'll bring you the live coverage of that on the MIAA Network video feed and, of course, our Newman Jets audio network free of charge as well. And then it's Senior Day on Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, as the Jets will play host to the Missouri Southern State Lions in their final home match and their final match of the season as well. So that's
through Saturday and Sunday, but there's plenty more to look ahead to next week as we get our home opener on the basketball court on Tuesday night in doubleheader fashion. 5:30 Tuesday evening, the Jet Ladies will host Oklahoma Christian in action. And then at 7:30, following the conclusion of that women's contest, RJ Allen and the Jet Men will welcome in the Barclay College Bears, taking on Barclay for the third time in as many seasons in non-conference play. And again, that one will be about 7:30 p.m. Tuesday night after the women's contest. And then there is plenty more coming up into next week on the hardwood as well. We'll have three straight days of basketball at home end of next week. On Thursday night, the Jet Men will host Wayne State College of Nebraska at 6 o'clock, taking on the Wildcats on the 20th at 6 p.m. Then on Friday, busy, busy day, as Newman women, they'll host the Newman Classic by bringing in the Fort Hays State Tigers, bringing in the William Jewell Cardinals, and the Eastern New Mexico Greyhounds. Will be playing four games total over 2 days between those four programs. And on Friday, the 21st, games will get underway at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Fugate Gymnasium with Newman taking on William Jewell, and then Fort Hays State taking on Eastern New Mexico after the conclusion of that matchup. And then on Saturday, with action starting at 1 o'clock as well, Newman will take on Eastern New Mexico, and Fort Hays State will then square up with William Jewell in the Newman Classic. And all of those games will be on the MIAA network as well. Also next weekend, heading into that Thanksgiving week, the women's bowling team will be in action starting Friday the 21st, as they will head out to Louisville, Kentucky, and take on the field in the D2 Classic hosted by Lewis University. And that will be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Louisville. And then the men's bowling team on Saturday the 22nd, they'll get underway in their tournament up in Illinois in the Match Games Championship, also hosted by McKendree University, all day Saturday and all day Sunday. And then also wrestling in action on the 22nd, as well as the wrestling team will be at the in a split event. Some of the wrestlers will head to Kearney, Nebraska. Some of the wrestlers will go to Warrensburg, Missouri. The UNK Open being one of those events at Nebraska Kearney, and then the other being the UCM Open at Central Missouri. Then cross country, the national championships will be taking place Saturday the 22nd as well. So lots and lots going on there over the next week or so in Jets athletics. As always, though, I know I throw a lot at you. It's tough to keep straight. Just go to NewmanJets.com/calendar or download the Newman Jets app as well, and you get all those schedules and events right there in your palm of your hand. So be sure to download that app today as well. But that's going to just about wrap up things on our show here today. As always, thank you so much to our guests, Dylan Gruntzel, Mike McNeil, Hannah Timmons. Always appreciate their time. And also you, the listener, appreciate you as well for tuning in and checking out episode 155 of the JetCast. Next time we talk, basketball season will be deep underway. Look forward to diving into that even further with you. We'll also wrap up the soccer season for the men's team in the near future. So lots to look forward to coming on future editions of our show. But again, thanks so much for tuning in. As always, I've been Jackson Schneider. We'll see you next time here on the JetCast.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.